Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Have you ever felt, is that all there is? There must be something more. There is. And my guest knows the missing ingredient, and no one's talking about it, but she wants to pray it over you.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Chrissy, you have what are called open visions. Describe what an open vision is to you.
You know, I call it an encounter. I feel like I'm encountering the presence of God. He'll take me into scenarios. There was a time where I was doing something very ordinary. I was standing in a kitchen, of all places, and I felt this presence of God come and fill the room, and I knew something was about to happen, and I had my hands by my side, and then all of a sudden I felt a hand fill my hand, and then it was Jesus, and He said, "Come follow Me," and I thought, wow, and He took me back, and He took me into moments where I could see what He saw and feel what He felt.
It's beyond watching it on, say, a video.
Yeah.
It's actually, you were in the scene.
I was there.
You could smell, you could taste.
I could.
Be all your senses.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine being able to see major miracles of Jesus, major events in His life, as it's actually taking place? You talk about reading the Bible. That's nothing compared to this. This is the Bible.
Yeah.
Tell me a couple.
He took me into the Bible. He took me into His Word. The Word took my hand and took me into the Word, where I was with the woman at the well, and I could feel what she felt. I could feel the deep emptiness that she was experiencing over the life that she'd lived. And then the moment that Jesus spoke to her and said, "If you only knew who it was that was talking to you, you would ask Him for living water, and He would give it to you, and you would have eternal life." And I could feel this moment when He spoke those words as life began to flow into her body, and she had hope, you know, for all of us who ever feel dry and weary, you know. And then I was suddenly, there was another one with the woman with the issue of blood, but the one I want to also talk about is the woman caught in the case of adultery. And here Jesus was, and the men around Him were trying to trap Him. You know, what are you going to do with her? And they accused her, and they throw her in front of them. And in this vision, what I experienced, I was feeling what Jesus felt, and I felt Him run to her and cover her with His robe, and I could feel the dirt on the ground. It was even getting up into my eyes, and I could taste it, and the fire inside of Him to shield this woman that He cared for that was being accused. And He looked at them, and I could feel when He said, "Let any of you who's without sin cast the first stone." And I feel like that's what He does for us today.
He literally has our back.
He has our back. He cares for us, and He robes us in that robe of righteousness bought by His blood. And that's where He brought me next, was to the cross. It was the most agonizing place I could ever imagine, and I was seeing through His eyes.
Excuse me, did you see that movie by Mel Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
How much more real did what you saw was even that movie?
Oh, I mean, I can't, there's no parallel because I'm feeling his feelings. I'm a feeler in general, and I was feeling in his heart, and I was seeing out through his eyes, and I could see the people, and I could see this sort of almost gray casting on them that they had no idea what they were doing. And I could feel the agony inside of the lamb, you know, being slain. And I could feel that moment where he said to the Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, after that moment, I felt the most intense feeling yet. And it was like what I felt at the well with living water rushing into the woman. I felt this living water bubble up from within the lamb. And it's that joy. It was joy, the joy set before him that he endured the cross. And I was feeling that. It was that compassion inside of him that kept him following through with what he came to do.
You were chosen, according to the Bible, before the foundation of this earth. And I know this. I know that if you take a little step towards him, he's going to run towards you and surround you with a new robe of being right with him. It's called the robe of righteousness. Yeah. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. And I'm so sorry.
I believe
that your blood
washed away my sins.
And you have no remembrance of it anymore. Oh, it's so good to be so clean.
Yeah.
Say, repeat this. It's so good to be so clean.
So good to be so clean.
And now that I am clean. Jesus, come inside of me.
Take over my life.
I make you my Lord.
Amen.
Now, Chrissy, I'm going to take you back. You're 15 years of age, and I can picture a 15-year-old struggling with rejection and insecurity. And you went to a meeting. Take me back there.
Yeah, I was 15, and I was really at this place where I was at the end of my rope. I felt lonely. I felt rejected. I felt like my life didn't matter. But I knew I wanted it to matter. And I was at this place where I'm just like, no, I need God. I need you to show up for me. And if you're real, then you send somebody to pray for me because I'm not going to go. And so a couple people came and prayed over me, and I could feel the walls of my heart just begin to fall and fall. And then one man came over and he prayed, and he spoke a word right into my identity, right into the thing that was lost in me, which is who I am and that my life mattered. And he said, girl, I just see you reaching so many people. And then all of a sudden, the power of God came over him, and he said, mover, shaker, history maker. And in that moment, the walls of my heart were gone. My heart was wide open, and I lifted my hands, and I began to just worship the Lord and cry out. And I just wept, and I wept, and the floodgates of my heart were open.
You told me people actually saw a glow around the three of you.
In that moment, I had felt like I was in a bubble, you know, a bubble of his presence. And we actually had a picture of that where there's me and my friends in that glory around us. And that's what I was experiencing in that moment. I got up and I'm looking around and I'm seeing through something. And it was the Lord, it was the presence of God. It was his glory. And I made my way to my family, and my uncle looked at me and he just shook his head and he said, he's big, isn't he? And when he said that, I fell to the ground because I realized that's what I'm encountering right now. Right in my mess, God met me with his mercy and his bigness. And that night, he held me in his arms and he held me tight and he spoke into me who I was. And I woke up the next morning just with these fresh eyes and said, good morning, Lord. And I knew right then, like, he wasn't just God afar, you know, he was God of near. He was Abba, Father.
If you can believe this, if you can believe this, I'm going to have her say those three words. The three words are mover, shaker, and history maker. If you can believe this, you speak it into the lives. And if you can believe it, this is you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just declare right now that you've come to a crossroads in your destiny, and Father God wants to speak this word of truth over you right now. Mover, shaker, history maker.
But you know, life takes many twists and turns, and she's rising in the corporate world, climbing the corporate ladder, and she's married now, but she lost the intimacy with God. She lost the fire of God that she had. But then she had a baby, and God used that baby. I'll let her tell you when we come back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, at 15, you were so on fire for God, but the things in the world just pulled it out of her, literally. And then her daughter is born.
Yeah, I had become very dry and very far from that original intimacy that I had. I stopped seeking him. And so here I was, and I was like the shell of myself. I wasn't even myself anymore. I was dry. I was weary. And I had my baby girl. And there was something about her life growing inside of my belly that I could feel new life coming alive in me as well, spiritually. And when she was born, it was like this world that I had built for myself, by myself, in and of myself. That wasn't a strong foundation for me to stand on anymore. Suddenly, I'm a new mom, and I can't control anything. And I was very aware of that, painfully aware of that. So in the middle of the night, I'm holding my little newborn baby, and I just began to feel at that, like that place again where I was at the end of my rope. I couldn't go on in my own strength anymore. And I began to cry out again to the Father. Whew. And I know there's many that get to that place where you suddenly, you're face to face with the reality that you cannot do it on your own anymore, and that is the most beautiful place to be. And in that moment, I'm holding my baby, it's dark, and I'm the only one in the room, and I look up, I lifted my face, postured myself to surrender to the Father, and I said, God, who am I? You know, it's like, here I am, who am I now? What do you want me to do? And he said to me, Chrissy, look down. And I looked down, and I saw my baby girl there innocently in my arms. And he said that right there. That's who you are. That's what I want you to do. And it was so multifaceted. I'm her mom. And also, I'm to be like her for the Father in his arms. And he reminded me and he brought me back to that place of original awakening of who I am in him, his daughter, that he longs to just hold and wrap in his arms. And I came alive.
And going back to these open visions, these encounters that you had, tell me about the dirt road.
Yeah, man. I mean, I went full bore after the Lord after that with my baby girl. And a few years later, I had been at a service. I was laying out in the presence of God, and I didn't realize everybody had left the room, but they had. And suddenly, I wasn't in the aisleway of a church anymore. Suddenly, I was on a dirt road, and I was laying there just utterly limp. And I saw a man in white begin to walk toward me, and he picked me up. And in my heart, I'm thinking, what is happening? Who is this? Where is he taking me? And suddenly, I could see the throne. And I could see seated on the throne, the Lamb of God. And I could see Jesus. I could see him sitting there. And I realized this was the Father. And he had picked me up. And he laid me at the feet of the Lamb on the throne. And he looked to the Son and he said, here you are, Son. Here I have found you another one. Here I give you the reward of your suffering. Another life laid down in total surrender to you. And in my heart, I'm trying to speak. No words could come out. But my heart began communicating with the heart of the Lamb. And I said, what am I doing here? And he wouldn't answer that question. And then it wasn't the right question. And then I asked in my heart, what do you want me to say to them? Because I knew as much as I'd love to stay right there forever, there was a purpose for me on the earth, a mandate from heaven. What do you want me to say to them? I said, and the Lamb answered me heart to heart. And he said, you speak of the cross, you speak of my love. And I said, okay, I'll speak of the cross and I'll speak of your great love. And then the Father picked me back up and brought me back to that road he found me on. And I realized by the Spirit in that moment, that was the road that was marked out for me from before the foundations of the earth were formed. There's a road for us. Each of us are on a road and on a path, and we have a purpose. I, just lean back into the plans and the purposes of God and say, here I am, Lord, like Isaiah. You know, we get caught up in this conversation from heaven that says, who will go for us? Who can we send? The Father is looking for vessels to use on the earth for His purposes and His glory. And if we'll just raise our hands in surrender and say, send me, I'll go, here I am, you know? He doesn't need our background, our education, our perfection, our money. You know, He doesn't need all of that, our smarts. He just needs our availability, and He'll use it.
Now, Chrissy, you say that it's okay to color, yeah, like in a coloring book, outside of the lines. You say God made you to stand out.
Yeah.
Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Chrissy Nelson's new book, Created for the Impossible, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Living in Your Everyday Life, plus her bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9582. In her book, Created for the Impossible, Chrissy Nelson draws from her history of powerful God encounters and shares relevant biblical accounts. In this book, you will learn how to identify thoughts of fear, unbelief, and shame so that you can quickly shut down the attacks of the enemy. Exchange wrong thoughts for what God says about you and learn how to let His promises supernaturally adjust your thinking. Watch as your beliefs about God and your identity and your calling agree with what God says. You also receive Chrissy Nelson's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Living in Your Everyday Life. Through CD number one, you will understand that being created for the impossible means you can discern the beautiful simplicity of the gospel and live your everyday life from this place. Through CD number two, you will learn that being created for the impossible means understanding and believing the good things that God says about you. You are His beloved child, seated in heavenly places, and have been given the mind of Messiah. Through CD number three, you will discover that being created for the impossible means you can boldly approach the shoreline of the impossible, knowing that God will supernaturally part the waters of doubt and unbelief in your everyday life, propelling you into your God-given destiny. Plus, on this bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting, Chrissy shares with mothers, fathers, grandparents, and caretakers how to help their children understand that they have been created to achieve the impossible.
In Supernatural Parenting, there's a special word that God has given me just for kids, so you're going to want to share this with your children.
Don't miss out on getting Chrissy Nelson's new book, Created for the Impossible, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Living in Your Everyday Life, plus her bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9582. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9582 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I don't know about you, but when I even think of a coloring book, I like to color, not that I do it, but although they found it's pretty relaxing, I like to color inside of the lines. But you had a son that liked to color outside of the lines.
Yes, and he still does. And, it's amazing how God will use our children to speak powerful lessons to us. And one morning I had, actually in the middle of the night, I had woken up and I was agonizing over just, had I said something wrong? Had I said it the wrong way? And just really, you know, God, I just needed to hear from him. And I was weeping and crying out to him. And suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke and he said to me, Chrissy, it's okay for you to color outside the lines. It's okay. And I got it. And all of a sudden, I was taken back and remembered this moment where I saw my son and my daughter. They were both coloring. My daughter's older than my son. She was being taught in kindergarten at the time about coloring inside the lines. So that was just a real passion point for her. And I saw him look over at her paper and look at his. And it was this moment of comparison where he realized, oh, maybe I am just scribbling. And he just looked at her and these crocodile tears began to pour out of his eyes. And that's what the Father was showing me that I had been doing. I was looking over at that person's paper and I was realizing how they were doing it and mine couldn't compare. And he said to me those words, it's okay to color outside the lines. And then he began to say to me, you know, you were created to stand out and not be boxed in. You are an original, you know, and I believe that's a word for people watching too, that God would say to you, you are an original and it's time to embrace our uniqueness and just be not afraid to color outside the lines.
You know, I'm reminded of the fingerprint. Do you know why they take fingerprints? Because no one has the same fingerprint. No one is created to do what you are created to do better than you. You are the original. And don't let the devil bash you in, because you are God's workmanship. Chrissy, 4 a.m. in the morning, mm-hmm. you're up, mm-hmm. you're sipping your coffee, and God speaks to you. What did he say?
Yeah, it was at the time when I was working on my book, and I was wondering, what am I going to call this thing that you're birthing in me, God? What is your heart for this? And I was getting up really early in the morning to seek him with small children. That was kind of the only time I could get away with him was, well, this was 4 a.m. because my children are very early risers, painfully so. 4 a.m., sipping my coffee, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just stops me in my tracks. And he says, he whispers this secret on the Father's heart, you know, and he just says, Chrissy, God thinks you can do anything. And I just stood there and I wept and I got it. Wow, he thinks I can do anything. If God thinks I can do anything, then who am I to disagree with God, you know? And we need to know that, you know? Everybody watching and listening needs to know that God thinks you can do anything. You know, he paid a great price for us to be able to do absolutely everything through him. You know, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in us and moving and operating in us in our everyday life. In the seemingly ordinary, we can encounter the extraordinary of God. He thinks we can do anything.
I want you to speak this into the spirit of those watching or in the studio audience right now. Will you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that word deposit like a seed. And so let these words be a deposit like a seed that are going to be planted in good ground in your heart, that God thinks you can do anything. Nothing is impossible with him, and he is living and active inside of you. And I just declare an activation over that right now in each and every one of us, in me, in you, that we be activated in breaking down everything that would hinder us from agreeing with that simple truth. So I declare and I proclaim right now over you that God thinks you can do anything. And it is time, the Lord says, it is time for you to begin to agree with the plans and promises of God that he has created you for such a time as this, to rise up in the boldness and the meekness of Christ Jesus and just declare to yourself every day, lock eyes in the mirror and say, God thinks I can do anything. Let's do it right now together.
Okay.
Okay, ready? God thinks I can do anything.
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 Maybe you've heard it said a million times, God has an amazing plan for you. Yet why is it that so many believers have a major hindrance that keeps them from accessing God's promises and actually walking in the miraculous power that God has made available to us? Chrissy Nelson has been given the keys to help you begin accessing every one of God's promises and walk in your divine destiny and purpose. Call now to get Chrissy Nelson's new book, Created for the Impossible, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural supernatural living in your everyday life, plus her bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9582. In her book, Created for the Impossible, Chrissy Nelson draws from her history of powerful God encounters and shares relevant biblical accounts. In this book, you will learn how to identify thoughts of fear, unbelief, and shame so that you can quickly shut down the attacks of the enemy. Exchange wrong thoughts for what God says about you and learn how to let His promises supernaturally adjust your thinking. Watch as your beliefs about God and your identity and your calling agree with what God says.
God is wanting to use this book to supernaturally adjust your thinking in your everyday so that you finally, once and for all, journey with Him in this beautiful discovery of who He says that you are and what He thinks you can do, which is anything and everything through Him.
You also receive Chrissy Nelson's anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Living in Your Everyday Life, through CD number one. You will understand that being created for the impossible means you can discern the beautiful simplicity of the gospel and live your everyday life from this place. Through CD number two, you will learn that being created for the impossible means understanding and believing the good things that God says about you. You are His beloved child, seated in heavenly places, and have been given the mind of Messiah. Through CD number three, you will discover that being created for the impossible means you can boldly approach the shoreline of the impossible, knowing that God will supernaturally part the waters of doubt and unbelief in your everyday life, propelling you into your God-given destiny. Plus, on this bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting, Chrissy shares with mothers, fathers, grandparents, and caretakers how to help their children understand that they have been created to achieve the impossible.
It's important that you realize in Supernatural Parenting, there's a special word that God has given me just for kids. So you're going to want to share this with your children so that they can receive this important word that God has just for them.
Don't miss out on getting Chrissy Nelson's new book, Created for the Impossible, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Supernatural Living in Your Everyday Life, plus her bonus audio CD, Supernatural Parenting. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9582. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9582 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Brian Blount, and I'm excited about this show because Jesus is calling the ordinary, everyday disciple just like me to step in the extraordinary works of the kingdom. So join me right here on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. Don't miss it.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.